and welcome back to Weird on the Rocks. This is a podcast that explores the weird, unusual, strange, and unexplained, all while getting our drink on. I'm your host, Katie. So today's episode is going to be a fun one, and I'm going to be discussing movie sets that were supposedly cursed. Some of these movies are very well known, and some are lesser known productions, but I'm sure there's at least one on the list that you've seen, and you've probably heard of all of them. Whether or not you believe in curses, there are definitely some bizarre and very scary things that happened on some of these movie sets that just really don't have any explanation. I'm not sure where I really stand on the whole idea of things being cursed, but researching some of these movies definitely opened my mind a bit and had me kind of questioning some of my own beliefs. So I hope that you guys can also keep an open mind while listening, and I hope that in the very least, there's at least some fascinating and entertaining information in this episode for you. Before we get into the good stuff, I want to share this week's beverage of choice. Tonight, I am drinking a good old vodka soda. Sometimes you just, you know, got to go back to the basics. That's also all that I had in my house. This is definitely one of my favorite go-to cocktails that I order a lot when I'm out at bars, which just makes me sad even thinking about it. Ugh, I miss going out and dancing and just seeing people. It's so weird. Just the other day, I was going to buy a new dress, and then I thought, well, why the hell am I going to buy this? There's nowhere to wear this. I'm not going out with my friends. This is pointless, which, I mean, I know that's silly, but I just really miss it, as I'm sure all of you guys do. So this drink is kind of channeling my nights of going out with my friends. I just did vodka, soda water, and lime, kept it really just simple, nothing fancy, but it's super refreshing and yummy as always. All right, well, let's get into it. Cheers, and let's get weird. The first movie I'm going to be discussing is one of the most famous American films of all time, the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz. This is a movie that most of us are familiar with, in which there is a tornado and Dorothy, along with her dog Toto, are taken to the land of Oz. But while the movie itself is very whimsical in nature, the making of the movie wasn't so magical. There were numerous things that went awry during the filming of this classic movie. The first is that the makeup used was apparently poisoned. The original actor to play the Tin Man was named Buddy Ebsen. However, after using the Tin Man's makeup, which was pure aluminum dust, he ended up in the hospital for several weeks and needed oxygen to help him breathe. Buddy was eventually fired because he had to miss so much work and continued to deal with breathing problems for the rest of his life. They hired Jack Haley in his place and switched to using an aluminum-based paste, which gave him an eye infection. But that was easily treatable. Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West, also had an adverse reaction to her makeup, which contained copper, and she suffered from some burns to her skin. But those weren't the only burns she would receive while filming. During the scene where the witch bursts into flames and disappears from Munchkin Land, Hamilton's hat and coat caught on fire, which caused second-degree burns on her hands and face. This resulted in her leaving filming for 6 whole weeks, putting the whole production on standstill. After she returned, she refused to do any more scenes that involved fire. For the iconic scene where the witch is flying through the sky on her broom and writes, "Surrender, Dorothy," in smoke in the sky, they had to hire a stunt double named Betty Danko. The scene required for her to sit on a pipe filled with fire, and it exploded, resulting in Betty also having to be hospitalized for 11 days, again postponing filming. Another well-known scene in the movie shows Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Lion, and the Scarecrow in a colorful field of flowers where they fall asleep while snow begins to fall on them. However, this wasn't real snow, but instead fake snow made of asbestos. Turns out that many of the props on set that needed to be caught on fire were made of asbestos, including the Wicked Witch's broom and part of the Scarecrow's costume. Ray Bolger, who played the Scarecrow, died of cancer in 1987, which many believe could have been linked to his time wearing the asbestos-covered clothing. Frank Morgan, who played the Wizard of Oz himself, as well as four other parts in the film, apparently had a very bad drinking problem and would carry around a briefcase full of booze while on the set. Several times, the production crew tried to take away his alcohol and asked him not to drink while filming, which caused him to lash out and become aggressive. However, because he was such an integral part of the movie, they didn't want to recast him, and they just allowed him to continue to drink and booze it up on the set, just to keep the peace. But with numerous mishaps and health and safety blunders, there were also some more serious issues that arose while filming The Wizard of Oz. Judy Garland, who played Dorothy and was only 16 at the time, was controlled by MGM, the company who produced and filmed the movie. In order for her to be their leading lady, they wanted her to look and behave in a certain way. This included providing her with pills that suppressed her appetite in order for her to keep her small figure, as well as boosted her energy. They also gave her sleeping pills because the appetite suppressants made it difficult to calm down and go to sleep. MGM also put Judy on a diet of chicken soup, black coffee, and cigarettes to ensure she wasn't eating too many calories. They also made members of the crew go home with her at the end of the day to make sure she was following her diet. If she was found eating something that she wasn't supposed to, she was forced to visit the studio doctor who would just prescribe more diet pills. While the role of Dorothy catapulted Judy into stardom, it also had lifelong effects, causing her to become dependent on prescription pills and to suffer from body image issues and disordered eating. Throughout her life, Judy struggled with mental health issues as well and attempted suicide several times, and in 1969, she unfortunately died from an overdose at the age of 47. And the actors weren't the only ones who suffered from injuries during filming. The dog who played Toto, who was actually a female named Terry, was stepped on by an actor and actually broke her foot. There was also a rumor that during the filming of the movie, an actor who played a munchkin committed suicide while on set, and that it can actually be seen in the background. During the scene where Dorothy and the Scarecrow are trying to pick apples and they meet the Tin Man for the first time, there is something peculiar in the background that looks like something swinging back and forth, causing the rumor that a munchkin hanged themselves on the set and that it was filmed. I remember hearing about this when I was young. I don't know where we heard about these things, probably at school. And my friend Sarah and I put on the movie and we found the scene and we watched it over and over and definitely believed it to be true. You really could see something kind of bizarre in the background that definitely wasn't supposed to be there. However, it was confirmed by MGM that it was actually just an exotic bird in the background, which was used in a future scene of the movie. Now, with all the awful things that occurred while filming The Wizard of Oz, it at least went on to be a blockbuster film. Well, not quite. The film cost $2.7 million to make, which was double the budget of any other MGM movie, and it was met with lots of negative reviews by critics. Within the first year of its release, it was considered to be a flop, despite the huge production budget behind it. Many who were part of the film believed that the pain and stress that went into it was not worth it. However, the film eventually did go on to be considered a classic, and 20 years after its release, had finally made its money back. While some believe that the set might have just been unlucky, all the injuries, stalls in filming, money expended, and lifelong effects that the actors endured from this film, along with it being poorly received, make some believe that the filming of The Wizard of Oz was actually cursed. The Matrix franchise, which included the three films The Matrix, The Matrix Reloaded, and The Matrix Revolutions, left fans of the trilogy wanting another movie. However, there were some things about the three films and the actors involved that make some believe that production might be too scared to move forward with the franchise. In the first film, singer and actress Aaliyah was cast to play the role of Zee. However, in the middle of filming, Aaliyah was tragically killed in a plane crash at the age of 22. The role was recast with actress Nona Gay, the daughter of singer Marvin Gay. 2 short months later, Gloria Foster, who played the role of the Oracle, died from diabetes during the filming of the second movie. Shortly after her death, Keanu Reeves' sister was diagnosed with cancer, causing him to leave filming for a short period. But that wouldn't be the only personal hardship for Keanu Reeves. On Christmas Eve, he and his girlfriend Jennifer Syme lost their baby due to stillbirth. And 4 months later, Jennifer was tragically killed in a car accident at the age of 29. But aside from deaths and personal tragedies, the movie itself also faced several setbacks. During the filming of the second movie, 2 of the special effects companies used during the first movie went under, leaving production scrambling to find new companies to work with. With the known success of the first Matrix movie, the new special effects companies that were hired wanted to be paid more than double what the previous companies were, which production didn't have the budget for. Rumors say that Keanu Reeves actually had to give up part of his portion of his earnings in order to fund the movie. There were also several injuries that happened while filming. Carrie Ann Moss, who played Trinity, hurt herself during a fight scene, resulting in a bruised knee that required her to walk on crutches for a month and delay filming. Shortly after, Keanu Reeves sprained his ankle and had to wear a cast for a few weeks, again, delaying filming. And after he recovered, he sustained another injury after crashing a motorcycle during a scene, resulting in a ruptured spleen and broken ribs. So, was The Matrix just an example of bad luck for the crew and actors, or was there a bigger force at play that didn't want to see these movies be made? The Conjuring is a film that was released in 2013 that starred Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga as Ed and Lorraine Warren, real-life paranormal investigators who helped families that were experiencing hauntings in their homes. The film was based off of the true story of the Perron family, who during the 1970s began experiencing unexplainable events after moving into a farmhouse in Rhode Island. The Perron family, who were involved in the creation of the movie, often visited the film set to give their input. During their first visit, a huge gust of wind blew through the set, but it was only felt by the Perron family members, nobody else, and it didn't rustle the trees that they were standing near. One of the Perron family members, named Carolyn, decided against visiting the set because she didn't feel comfortable. Supposedly, around the time that her family was experiencing this odd gust of wind, Carolyn, who is elderly and was at home, experienced a fall that seemed to be brought on by nothing, causing her to be hospitalized. She said that right before she fell, she felt as though there was a dark presence surrounding her. Soon, the actors and crew members of the film also began having odd experiences. The film's screenwriters noticed that whenever they needed to call one another to discuss the movie, there would be very obvious static and white noise, making it almost impossible to hear one another, but they all said their phones were fine at other times. The director James Wan also noticed that his golden retriever began acting strangely, barking and staring at nothing, following him around the house, and being scared to enter certain rooms. Actress Vera Farmiga, who played Lorraine Warren, also had her very own unsettling experience. While doing some independent research for the movie on her personal laptop, she said that while viewing a photo of the Perron family, claw marks appeared on her screen that looked as though they were coming from inside the computer. She turned her computer off and on again, and the claw marks were gone. She then looked down at her legs and saw that identical claw marks were now on her thighs. There's a video on YouTube where Farmiga is seen showing photos of the claw marks that she took with her phone. After this occurrence, Warner Brothers actually hired a priest to visit during filming and cleanse the set and bless the actors and crew members. Some believe that these supernatural happenings are proof that whatever was haunting the Perrone family was also affecting the movie itself, and perhaps didn't want the film to be made. Rosemary's Baby was a 1968 film directed by Roman Polanski about a pregnant woman who believes her baby is the devil. While the movie itself was well received and has gone on to be considered one of the most classic American horror movies, it didn't come without its own degree of horror. Shortly after the movie wrapped, the film's composer, Christoph Komeda, who was 37 at the time, was at a house party when he fell down a rocky hill and fell into a 4-month-long coma. Unfortunately, he never gained consciousness and died in 1969. Soon after, producer William Castle began to suffer from severe kidney stones, which required hospitalization. He became so delirious that he began hallucinating scenes from the movie, at one point actually yelling out, "Rosemary, for God's sake, drop the knife." Then, director Roman Polanski experienced the worst occurrence of his life. He had just recently married actress Sharon Tate, and they were expecting their first child together. In his autobiography, Polanski says that the last time he saw Sharon, he had a, quote, "grotesque thought," end quote, which was, quote, "you will never see her again," end quote. The next day, Sharon Tate and her unborn child were brutally murdered by members of the Manson family, led by Charles Manson. Sharon Tate was only 26 years old. Author Ira Levin, who wrote the book Rosemary's Baby, which the film was based off of, went through a nasty divorce a year after the film was released, and also was heavily criticized by the Catholic Church, which labeled the movie as condemned and said that it made a mockery of the Catholic religion. In the years since, Levin has admitted to a degree of religious guilt about his book, feeling somewhat responsible for possibly introducing people to the occult or Satanism, which were heavily covered themes throughout his book. After the release of the movie and the events that followed, producer William Castle, who had suffered from kidney stones, was vocal about his belief that the film was cursed. He said, quote, "The story of Rosemary's Baby was happening in real life. Witches, all of them, were casting their spell, and I was becoming one of the principal players," end quote. Some believe that the devil himself, a main character in the film, cursed the movie and those involved. And some others believe that Roman Polanski was to blame, and that he had made a deal with the devil to keep his status as one of Hollywood's top directors, and to make the movie a box office hit, he had to sacrifice his wife and unborn child. But whatever the force behind these awful events, whether it be a curse or just plain bad luck, there's no doubt that this movie was surrounded by its fair share of negative energy. The Crow was a movie released in 1994, and its Wikipedia description says, quote, "The night before his wedding, musician Eric Draven and his fiancée are brutally murdered by members of a violent inner-city gang. On the anniversary of their death, Eric rises from the grave and assumes the gothic mantle of the Crow, a supernatural avenger," end quote. While this movie did not perform well upon its release, it has since gone on to receive a huge cult following. But the problems with this movie started from the very beginning. On the first day of filming, the set's carpenter was electrocuted when a crane he was standing on struck a power line. He received third-degree burns and ended up having both of his ears removed. Just a few days later, a crew member slipped and ended up sticking a screwdriver straight through his hand. Soon after, one of the crew members responsible for prop design and creation was upset about some of the props. This person decided to seek revenge on production and drove their car straight through the set. Fortunately, nobody was injured and the employee was fired and received criminal charges. Then, a hurricane came through, destroying parts of the set. Around this time, the media picked up information about all of the odd events that were taking place on the set, and rumors began to speculate that the movie was cursed. Some believe that Brandon Lee, the star of the film and son of actor Bruce Lee, was at fault. Bruce Lee died in 1973 under mysterious circumstances that was labeled as, quote, death by misadventure, end quote. Bruce Lee had purchased a home in Hong Kong and was very open about the fact that the house was haunted and filled with demons and supernatural beings. Bruce Lee's peculiar death and other life events he experienced made some believe that the entire Lee family was cursed by something in their home, and that his son Brandon was living out that very same curse. But the show went on, and filming of The Crow resumed. Soon after the hurricane's destruction was repaired, Brandon Lee was filming a scene where he's shot. According to ScreenRant.com, quote, "Unfortunately, nobody noticed or recognized that a dummy round had become lodged in the barrel of the gun. It was then loaded with blank rounds that would simulate gunfire. However, these rounds were enough to force the cartridge that was lodged in the barrel to fire at nearly the same velocity as a real bullet," end quote. Brandon Lee was actually shot and later died at the hospital. The culmination of bizarre events, injuries, and the fact that an actor actually died while filming a scene has made many believe that The Crow was cursed, and that perhaps the Lee family really did have a sinister spirit plaguing them. The Omen was a 1976 film whose plot, quote, "follows Damien Thorne, a young child replaced at birth by an American ambassador unbeknownst to his wife, after their biological child dies shortly after birth. As a series of mysterious events and violent deaths occur around the family as Damien enters childhood, they come to learn he is in fact the prophesied Antichrist," end quote. Just like Rosemary's Baby, which was focused around the devil, this movie also had its share of ominous occurrences. But with this film, the sinister events began even before the filming did. 2 months before the movie started shooting, lead actor Gregory Peck's son killed himself by shooting himself in the head. Although he had just lost his son, Peck still agreed to film the movie. But when he was flying to London, where the movie was shot, his plane was struck by lightning. Luckily, he was okay. Then, just a few weeks later, film executive Mark Neufeld was flying when his plane was also struck by lightning. About this experience, he said, quote, "It was the roughest 5 minutes I've ever had on an airliner," end quote. Then John Richardson, who did special effects for the movie, got into a horrible car accident. He was okay, but his assistant was brutally killed by being sliced in half. The accident happened on Friday the 13th. The movie's production crew decided to hire a plane to shoot some aerial footage, but another private client rented out the plane from under them at the last minute. It turns out that when the plane was taking off, it crashed, killing everyone on board. Soon after this, executive Mark Neufeld, whose plane was struck by lightning, was staying at the London Hilton Hotel with his wife when it was bombed by the Irish Republican Army. Luckily, Neufeld and his wife were both unharmed. Next, the movie filmed a zoo scene where Damien, the young child who is believed to be the Antichrist, visits a zoo and the animals react aggressively to his presence. They hired an animal trainer to handle the animals during the scene. The next day, that same trainer was killed by one of his tigers. Poltergeist was a 1982 movie written by Steven Spielberg that followed a family who was experiencing supernatural happenings. One of the creepiest details from this movie is that they supposedly used real skeletons while filming. Jo Beth Williams, who played the mother, said in an interview with VH1 that the skeletons were in fact real, and that it was cheaper to use them than to buy fake ones. But while this was the only scary thing that happened on set, the sinister events really took place after filming had wrapped. Actor Will Sampson went on to die at the age of 53 after undergoing heart surgery. Actor Lou Perry was actually murdered at the age of 61. Actress Dominique Dunn was strangled to death by her boyfriend. And actress Heather O'Rourke, who was only 6 at the time of filming, died at the age of 12. O'Rourke had fallen and suffered a cardiac arrest and died during a surgery which showed that she had a severe bowel obstruction. It was later ruled that she had been suffering from an undiagnosed congenital intestinal abnormality. Some believe that the unfortunate fate that followed so many of the cast was directly related to the skeletons used during filming, and that one of them could have passed along a curse as revenge for mistreating the dead. The Exorcist was released in 1973 and is one of the highest-grossing horror films of all time. This film followed the McNeil family and their young daughter Reagan, who was possessed by the devil. During a stunt involving actress Ellen Burstyn, where she was yanked back by wires, she was hurt, resulting in a permanent spinal injury. In the film, you can hear Burstyn scream, which was not acting, but a real scream of agonizing pain. Soon after, there was a big fire on the set, which burned everything except for Reagan's room. But like many of the movies on this list, things really took a turn for the worst once the filming had ended. Actors Jack McGowran and Vasiliki Maliros both died while the movie was still in post-production. Many believed this to be extremely strange because both of their characters also died in the movie. Linda Blair, who played Reagan, had her grandfather die while filming, and actor Max von Sydow's brother died during the first day of filming. In 1987, 14 years after the film's release, actress Mercedes McCambridge's son killed his own wife and children and then killed himself. And actress Linda Blair, who played the possessed Reagan, received so many death threats after the film's release that the studio had to hire bodyguards to protect her at all times. There were also some who believed the actual movie itself was cursed and that the evil energy could transfer to people just by watching the movie. Televangelist Billy Graham said, quote, "There is a power of evil in the film, in the fabric of the film itself," end quote. And the last movie I'm going to be discussing is the 1956 John Wayne film, The Conqueror. Unlike his usual westerns, this movie is based off of Genghis Khan and was set in a desert-like environment. The movie was filmed in the dunes of Snow Canyon, Utah, where the government had been testing atomic bombs. Just the year before, 11 bombs had been detonated in the vicinity. Before filming started, the government assured the director, Dick Powell, that the radiation levels were low and that the land was safe to film on. However, that wasn't the case. Numerous actors and crew members went on to develop and die from cancer, including director Dick Powell. Actor Pedro Armendariz was diagnosed with kidney cancer just 4 years after the movie was released, but he recovered, only to have it come back again in 1963. When he was told that it was terminal, he killed himself. In 1974, actress Agnes Moorehead died of cancer and supposedly told her family that she wished she would have never taken the part. Actress Jan Geersten was diagnosed with lung cancer that spread to her breasts, but she survived. And in 1975, actress Susan Hayward died of cancer as well. All in all, of the 220 people involved with the film, an astonishing 91 individuals would eventually be diagnosed with cancer, including John Wayne himself, who died from stomach cancer in 1979. Three of his children, who regularly visited the set, would also go on to be diagnosed with cancer. All right, well, that's going to be it for today's episode. And as always, I want to know what you guys think. Were these movies really cursed, or did they just suffer from some really bad luck? I personally don't really know where I stand on the whole idea of curses and whether or not I, you know, believe it to be real, but I definitely believe that sometimes the universe or some bigger force can try to stop things from happening. It's really hard to dismiss some of the scary and bizarre things that came from some of these movies, especially the ones where multiple cast members died or had accidents afterwards. It's also interesting to me that most of these movies were horror films or dealt with more sinister themes and topics, such as the devil or possession. I think it's definitely possible that some evil spirits or energy attached themselves to some of these projects and perhaps didn't want their message to be put out into the public. I couldn't find any stories of comedies or romance movies experiencing these types of events, but I mean, it could also be that since these people were dealing with such dark topics and subject matter, that perhaps they were just kind of more open and more susceptible to the evil energy. If you're filming a movie about the devil all day, there's probably a heaviness to the set that might not be there on a typical movie, so Perhaps the people involved were kind of somehow like manifesting these things to happen because their minds were already in a kind of dark, scary, negative place, if that makes sense. Or perhaps these movies were just unlucky. I mean, that happens. And maybe these things would have happened whether or not the movie was being made. Especially the examples of bad things happening to crew members' loved ones. Maybe it's just a coincidence that these things happened while the movies were being filmed, and the two are, you know, completely unrelated. But whatever your perspective and beliefs on this topic, I still find it extremely interesting to learn about, especially since some of these are very popular, famous, you know, well-known movies in American culture. I can't even imagine being involved in a movie where it seemed like one bad thing was happening after another, and how scary it would feel knowing that maybe something could happen to you or one of your loved ones next. So do you guys think these movies or their sets were really cursed, or do you think it's something else, maybe something more practical or reasonable? Let me know your thoughts. You can find the show on Facebook and Instagram at Weird on the Rocks Podcast, Twitter at Weird_Rocks, and the website weirdontherocks.weebly.com. As always, thank you everyone for hanging out with me today and for supporting the show. I appreciate every single one of you. And until next time, cheers and stay weird.
That was a Titan Cast episode.